With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. More and more Americans are now realizing Kamala Harris is in way over her head. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network Harris' proposal to give incentives for builders of starter homes makes absolutely no sense.
As soon as sellers realize that buyers have more money with which to buy the same homes, you will simply see prices rise. There's no increase in supply here.
And he adds, extending the Trump Tax Reform Act would be the best solution for middle and lower income families.
Instead, Vice President Harris keeps talking about how she intends to end it. In other words, to allow it to expire. That would be an increase on middle America in terms of taxes by thousands of dollars.
In the meantime, Harris' campaign is out with a string of new proposals on food prices, taxes, housing, and medical costs that she claims will empower the middle class. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime today, U.S. official says mediators are preparing to implement a Gaza ceasefire and hostage swap deal that could end the war before a final agreement is set within a week or two. This is SRN News. Another crackdown on Christians in Iran.
A report from the United Nations indicates that authorities in Tehran are using repression of recent women's rights demonstrations as a cover to go after Christians. Iran has been under international pressure for its abuse of religious minorities, and the UN report indicates that the regime is trying to find ways to persecute believers more secretly. Iran is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, ranked ninth on the latest World Watch list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University President Manu Shafiq has resigned amid criticism of her handling of anti-Semitism on campus. Her announcement comes just after the school confirmed three deans had resigned after exchanging disparaging texts during a campus discussion about Jewish life. Shafiq was among the university leaders called for questioning before Congress earlier this year. This is SRN News. Oh, new concerns about legacy contamination in Los Alamos, the birthplace of the atomic bomb. John Scott reports.
A Northern Arizona University professor who analyzed samples taken along a popular hiking and biking trail in Acid Canyon says the concentrations of plutonium were more extreme than other publicly accessible sites he has researched in his decades-long career. Michael Ketterer says state and local officials should warn people to avoid coming in contact with water in the canyon. Federal officials say they monitor the area, and results have consistently shown plutonium levels remain well within safe exposure ranges. John Scott reporting.
Colorado man charged with strangulation and child abuse after he allegedly grabbed a teen by the neck and threw him on the floor of a burger restaurant. They say as the teen tried to apologize for splashing water. More details, SRNNews.com.